Dave and Doreen,
the Morning KLH.
Good morning. Thanks for listening to the Morning KLH. Ben Anderson wrote in and he said, Doreen, I was listening and I heard you talk about your love of jalapeno mustard from Silver Spring.
Mm-hmm.
I recently discovered the Waterford Bee Company. They are a local apiary. I am in no way, shape, or form associated with them, but I bought some of their mustard at a local market. And Doreen, their jalapeno honey mustard is hands down the best mustard I've ever had.
Huh, okay.
I have tried hundreds of mustards in my life. I have been to the Mustard Museum in Middleton, and I am sold on the Waterford Bee Company jalapeno honey mustard. Just adding my 2 cents. Thanks for the show. Love listening on my drive to work. Have a great day, Ben Anderson.
Okay, I'm going to have to look that up.
I have not been
to the Mustard Museum, which that's on my list of things to do
this
year.
That's another Doreen discovers.
I didn't know we had one in Middleton.
Yeah.
There's one Mount Horeb.
Mm-hmm, the Mount Horeb Mustard Museum. Here's a guy who does not like jalapeno mustard because he doesn't like hot stuff. Dave Coombs. I don't think you're alone in that. I think it's probably weighed more heavily for people who don't like the hot and spicy.
Yes. Hello, everybody. Oh, first of all, I don't like spicy stuff. And I don't like whiskey or bourbon, although the woman that I'm dating, she's going to try and turn me around, apparently. So
it's an acquired taste, just like anything, like wine, beer.
Yeah. I got an email, actually.
You did?
From a listener. I'm not going to quote the whole thing here, but they basically said they don't like me because I sound angry all the time on the air.
But you're not an angry guy.
I didn't think I was.
No.
But maybe to this guy I do sound
maybe
angry.
You'd be less angry if you drank some bourbon.
There, see? That's it. Right there.
All right.
Mm-hmm. All right. Add a little spice in there.
Yeah, right.
A little jalapeno mustard.
Yeah, spice up your life a little bit.
I did drink some bourbon on the golf course yesterday, but I'll get to that in a second. Because I want to get to this story about my anger. There's apparently a way to get rid of anger.
So if you have anger, you don't really have anger.
No, you don't.
I don't think I do.
But he perceives you as having anger.
I guess. Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to work on this. According to research from the University of Nagoya in Japan, writing down your reaction to a negative interaction and then shredding it can help you reduce your feelings of anger.
Really?
Yes.
So just like writing a letter and never sending it kind of thing, tearing it up, throwing it out.
Well, apparently they did all the study there. But if you do that, if you write the letter and keep it, doesn't work.
Okay.
You've got to destroy it. And you can't just crumple it up and throw it away because they did that as well. You've got to actually shred it.
Really?
So I wrote down something here on a piece of paper.
For the person that thinks you're angry?
I'll have you read it, Dave. Here's what I just wrote down on this piece of paper here.
Okay.
What did I write down?
I'm angry because someone thinks I sound angry.
Yes! Give me that paper back. I'm going to shred that.
There it is. Got to shred it up.
There.
Get rid of it.
Why? Come on.
That's good.
I'm not angry!
So this explains the expense report that we put in for the new shredder in the studio, right?
Yeah.
That's probably... You know what? You have no reason to be angry. I mean, you got done yesterday and you went out and you actually golfed a little bit.
Yeah. And we had a great time, and they gave me a little shot of birdie juice.
So that's the bourbon?
Yeah.
Okay.
And you don't like it?
They had flasks in their golf bag.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
and
it is Wisconsin.
Yeah.
That's true.
And, I try a little, and again, the woman that I'm dating, she's been saying, I'm going to turn you into a bourbon drinker.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. She's got some sort of honey bourbon that she's going
to. I think she's got some sort of addiction to try to get you drunk.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
yeah, right.
Right. There's another survey out there that just occurred on YouGov, and it said that if you broke a record of some sort, would you want to see someone else pass that record in your lifetime? And more people said yes than no, and I'm not buying it.
No, I'm not either.
Right?
No, if I hit the most home runs, I want to keep that record forever.
You think Jack Nicklaus wants to see Tiger Woods pass him for the most? No.
He's not going
to. I don't think he's going to.
But at one time, it really seemed like that was inevitable, right?
Yeah, and Jack might have been, nice about it in public. Oh, well, yeah, Tiger. Nobody wants
really?
To have their record.
You don't think so?
No, why would they want that?
Yeah.
Why would you want to have your
record? Because you want to be the king of the hill, the queen of the hill.
Immortal. You want to be immortal.
Of course.
Okay.
Sure. I don't understand. 39% say, yeah, I'd want to see my record passed in my lifetime.
No.
32%, the honest people, said no.
Yeah.
So what record is out there right now that is unachievable or unattainable? Is it Joe DiMaggio?
Absolutely. 56 games in a row? Yes.
Is it Cal Ripken?
Probably.
Maybe.
They don't play like that anymore.
Pete Rose?
The hits, the all-time hits
record? Yeah, all-time hits record. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. Although, I think people are going to be playing longer and longer. Did you see Jaromir Jagr now?
Yeah, he scored at 52 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah, in the Czech League, I think. He's in the Czech League.
He's now the oldest professional hockey player ever. He surpassed Gordie Howe.
What record would you like to hold, if you could? I'll tell you one I don't want to hold.
Yeah.
Like being on the air the longest of anybody that's ever lived, you know.
Is there an established record for that or not?
Well, it might.
I'm sure somebody's.
Might be Bob Reitman.
Bob Reitman. He just retired.
Officially.
And Marcus listened to his.
I listened to his final show.
Final broadcast.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
It was very Bob Reitman-ish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, lots of Dylan Springsteen.
Dylan, yeah.
You know, some great music.
Good.
Cool. His name came up actually on the golf course yesterday.
Did it?
Yep. Because of the
retirement.
The longevity. Career.
He's like 82 or something.
82
like
years
that?
Old now.
Like,
yeah.
And speaking of golf, they're playing the pro tour now at Hilton Head in South Carolina, the RBC Heritage.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And they're vying for the plaid jacket instead of the green jacket. It's the plaid jacket, which
it's
I think
the plaid jacket.
Horrible looking thing.
Yeah.
Right?
Isn't it like a houndstooth thing or what is it?
It's
like
a tartan plaid.
Oh, it's tartan plaid.
Yes. So
hey, do you get a bowl of soup with that jacket? Hey.
Looks like somebody spilled a bowl. I was wondering if there was a Milwaukee tournament. You know, what would the jacket, because the green jacket is for the Masters, the plaid jacket is for...
It would be
I
yellow.
Think it would have to be made out of foamation.
Yeah.
It would be like a foam jacket.
Like cheese, yeah.
Like a cheese,
sure.
Like the foam, yeah. Like the foamation cheese.
Or
heads.
If you're in the Greater Lombardo Open, it has to be a comfort quilt.
Okay. Oh, there you go. The Bell Ambulance comfort quilt.
Mm-hmm.
I like that a lot.
Yeah. And a little known fact about that plaid jacket, apparently, you know how at the Masters every year, they have the ceremonial tee off for the three older guys who aren't going to play in the tournament, they all tee off at the Masters to start just sort of a ceremonial first shot. They do that. The winner of last year's RBC Heritage actually tees off with his plaid jacket on.
Huh.
Serious.
And they fire a cannon off while it happens.
Wow.
So
well, this sounds exciting.
I just read that.
That's at Hilton Head, right?
Yeah. You know,
I usually watch golf to fall asleep, but this sounds exciting.
For a minute.
Right.
It'll wait.
And then
I'll
fall asleep.
And then you can go.
Although you don't want to be the guy on the cannon who's a little quick on the trigger during those backswing.
No, that's right. Yeah. Not at all. All right, my friend. Well, we'll let you get ready for your midday show. No anger coming from Dave Coombs. That was a misplaced anger email.
No, it's all been dispelled because I shredded that.
You did. You shredded it up. It's gone.
And then he'll be drinking bourbon.